I've been waiting all week for this. Bruce Adolph is here with another piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
A piano puzzler, a familiar tune that you've taken, Bruce, and rewritten in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess both the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating. And before we hear today's piano puzzler, I know just this much about it. It's in the style of a dance, and we have two excerpts here. One of these will be a clue for the piano puzzler that you've written. Let's hear the first. This is a polka by Bedrich Smetana. So a polka always has that one, two, one, two rhythm, and Bedrich Smetana was working with that. Here's excerpt number two, a Chopin mazurka. Now, this is a little bit tricky because these are fairly similar, but a mazurka by Chopin always has a three. You can count it in one, two, three. One, two, three.
Some mazurkas are very close to a waltz, but the emphasis tends to be on two, as in one, two, three, and one, two. But that one was a trickier one than some.
Calling today from Columbus, Ohio, we have Ralph Odette on the line. Mr. Odette, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, I think.
Well, you actually come from a musical family. Your son is fairly well known as a lutenist.
Correct.
That would be Paul Odette, but he's not the only musician in the family. Who else is in your musical family?
My wife is a singer of quite some competence, and she was a member of the Washington Opera Society years ago when we lived there. And our older son is a composer and very much interested in music theory of contemporary composition.
So your family really covers the whole range. Paul Odette, as a lutenist, focuses on early music, and your other son, very much a 21st century composer, it sounds like.
Exactly.
You know, I have to ask, we know Paul Odette as a lutenist playing gentle, reflective early music. As a young man, did he play rock and roll guitar?
He surely did. He was considered, from what others tell me, to be the best lead guitar in the young rock movement in Columbus.
From being one of the great rock and roll guitarists in Columbus, Ohio, to being one of the best, if not the top, early music lutenist in the world today, your son, Paul Odette. Well, Ralph Odette, time for your piano puzzler. With the polka and the mazurka in mind as clues, here's what Bruce Adolph has put together for you. very grand piano puzzler, Bruce, this
time. Well, now and then I have to do that.
So, Mr. Odette,
between
the Smetana Polka and the Chopin Mazurka, which do you think that more closely resembled?
Well, I think it closely resembled a Chopin piece.
Well, you're right. It was a Chopin Mazurka.
Okay.
Yeah, but now the question is the tune. It's not from a Chopin Mazurka. The tune is a great old American pop song.
Yeah, and I missed that altogether.
Well, maybe now that we have the Chopin out of the way, we can concentrate on the tune. And I think most people know this melody. I'm trying to bring out the melody in a different way, which is distorting it a touch. Does that sound at all familiar?
It sounds very familiar. Give my regards to Broadway.
That's what it is. Give my regards to Broadway. Now, of course, you know, the funny thing is, if you take give my regards to Broadway and you do this, give my regards to Broadway, and then you do the Chopin accompaniment with the slightly more chromatic harmonies. Then an ornamentation. See, that's a good one. It's very Chopin. Herald Square, Herald. I'd like to hear George M. Cohan try to sing that. Then here's Second Street. Again, a big elaboration.
Well, now it's so obvious.
It gets pretty dramatic. When you're getting to old Broadway, I got emotional. What can I say? I'm a New Yorker.
Give my regards to Broadway in the style of a Chopin Mazurka. Ralph Odette from Columbus, Ohio, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler today.
My pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.